We're talking about an article that was in yesterday's newspaper focusing on some South Florida teachers who need, in order to pay bills and survive, have got to take a second job. We're joined by the president of the Broward Teachers Union and also of the vice president of the AFT, the American Federation of Teachers, Pat Santaramo. Morning, Pat.
Good morning, Dave.
Good to talk to you. Let me ask you about this. I'm sure this is nothing that you weren't and your membership weren't aware of. How frustrating is it to know that the hard work that goes into being a teacher has to be supplemented by extra work doing whatever?
Well, it's a very poor situation for the teachers out there. The fact that they go 4 years of college, they're working, trying to improve the lives of students, and to be paid such a miserable salary is not acceptable. And the state legislature, the past governor, they've all missed the ball in terms of providing funding for public education. We've been tricked in the early years and 90s of the lottery will help and solve the problems of public education, funding of public education. Along later on comes the slot machine money, and that will solve the problems. And now we're looking at the Indian Compact and using that for public money. But the issue is it's not going to where it needs to go, and that's improving the salaries of teachers and all the employees in public education.
That's what I was about to ask you, because as you're running down this, I keep thinking, yeah, that's right, because there was a lottery story right next to the story about the teachers and the extra work hours, talking about the ability to raise even more money by changing some of the games around. The publicity campaign for the lottery is that it all goes to public education. Where is it all going, then, if it's not going into the pockets of teachers?
Well, it's going into the State Educational Enhancement Trust Fund, and the money does go into the school system, but it's a categorical. The problem is not going into our operating budget where we can then be able to negotiate higher salaries. The legislature then takes what they're allocating out of the state budget and uses the money that's being generated by this fund to basically provide funds for public education. So you're not adding money, you're supplanting the money in the state budget.
We're talking with Pat Santaramo, the president of the Broward Teachers Union. So what can you, or what can your membership, and probably all the teachers unions around the state, do about this?
Well, so we have to continue to negotiate. We happen to be the largest, the highest salary in the state of Florida. Our beginning salary is $38,500. And yet the average teacher in South Florida earns about $46,000. We're continually negotiating with the school district to try to reduce the number of years that it takes for a teacher to get to the top of that salary schedule. Normally, in many of the other counties, a person would be teaching for 30 years, and obviously the longer it takes for a person to get to the top of the salary schedule, the better it is for the school district. So what we're trying to do is negotiate where it takes less time. Hopefully we can get it under 20 years so that a person would be able to start out at a higher salary, be able to work 15, 20 years, and then be able to stay at that top for a longer period of time.
Well,
we also...
No, go ahead, please.
All right. I mean, Broward is unique where we are. We have the highest number of National Board Certified Teachers, and that we've been able to negotiate a $10,000 supplement if they move and work in Title I schools. That helps to supplement the teachers' salaries.
Well, we'll see what happens with this, Pat. It's interesting because there's more talk about the lottery. You mentioned the gaming. Why are you so skeptical that that's not going to help?
Well, currently, it's my belief that the money will be put into that state Educational Enhancement Trust Fund. And as I said before, it's a categorical. It only could be used in certain ways versus where we're able to negotiate salaries out of the operating budget. It's a very limited fund, and all the other money seems to be going into that fund at this point. And they also use it for bright scholarships, which is okay. But when you have huge deficits in teacher salaries, you have to be able to generate money someplace else. The other initiative is what they have out there is they're looking at this the STAR plan and the MAP plan and pay for performance plans. Again, they may have merit. The issue is we're not at that point in the profession to be able to look at those types of issues when there's such a deficit in basic fundamental needs of classroom teachers.
Well, Pat, good luck trying to get more for your group. Certainly they're a deserving bunch. I'd say that absolutely based on some experience. And we thank you very much for your time.
Well, I appreciate you also reminding me that tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Yep. Well, I hope you've been listening. I've got a few suggestions, but I can't repeat them here. Thank you so much, Pat.
Okay, thank you so much.
Pat Santaramo joining us, the president of the Broward Teachers Union.